Ron Plant is joining us. And Ron, tell us the story about how you and Ken Perrone's paths crossed many years ago up in Maine.
Okay. Well, what happened was is that I had to go look at a couple of chimneys. We were in the chimney business years ago. And when I was there, I got in touch with a business manager who was involved with the Salem schools, and his name was Grady. And I called him, and he wanted to know if, he was the one that told me about Ken Perrone. So I called Ken's telephone number. He wasn't home. He was at the YMCA to bring his children home, okay? And I can remember when his wife answered the doorbell that I rang, and the first thing I saw were two witches on the mantelpiece. Yeah. And I said to her, I said, "What the hell are those doing here, you know?" She said, "That's the name of the team in Brewer, Maine, the Witches." And prior to that, Ken was coaching over at a school like St. John's Prep that was up there, and I can't remember.
St. Babs? Was it St. Babs? No, Babs? It wasn't Babs, right?
I think it was. Yeah. I think it was Babs, yeah. As a matter of fact, we put a chimney up there while we were in the chimney business. It's a company my father started, many years ago. And that's how I found out about Ken. And I went to his house, and he took me down into his pride room, is what he called it. And I was very impressed. And so when I got back, I was on the school committee. And when I got back to Salem, I talked with the athletic director. I think his last name was Carr, and that's all I can remember. My memory is toast these days. And I was able to get Ken down, and we had a special meeting, the athletic committee, and I was the guy that was in charge of the athletic committee. And it's a long story, but that's how Ken Perrone came to Salem.
So when you saw the witches on his mantle in Brewer up in Maine, are you thinking this is our guy? I mean, this has got to be the.
It was because of what the stories. His team was the fifth in the nation one year. And I was really impressed with that information. And then when I got back to Salem, I spoke to the athletic director. I think his name was Carr. And so I said, I'd like to set up a meeting, of the athletic committee. And I was the chairman of the athletic committee at the time. And And I sent him. I went to Daniel Lowe's, and I got a tie pin for him, and I sent it to him up there in Brewer. And when he showed up, he had it on him, and a woman by the name of Ruth Norman, she was on the school committee for 22 years, and she spotted that, and she asked him about it. And so he had to kind of, fib a little as to how he had this. And he said that I think it was something to do with the Brewer team, okay? And when I it was a four-hour drive up to Brewer, Maine. So I was exhausted because I had to go look at a couple of chimneys for my father at the University of Maine. And, I'm so tired. I'll be happy when this game gets going.
Yeah. Hey, one last question. What keeps you busy nowadays? What is Ron Plant doing right now these days?
Well, I'm retired now.
Yeah,
I'm retired.
You're no more chimney work, you're saying, right?
No. I shut the company down a long time ago. When my father passed away, you know, I thought it was a good time to shut the company down. The name of the company was Boston Chimney and Tower Company.
Yeah.
And the only thing that
Ron, thank you so much for your time. Great meeting you, seeing you, and talking to you. And thanks for the Ken Perrone story from Brewer to Salem. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah, no, he did a hell of a job for Salem, you know. And I think he also did a hell of a job for Salem State College.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
Oh, yeah, baseball.
Yeah, he was the baseball coach for I think 22 years.
Yeah.
And he used to go down to Florida every. You know, every spring to prepare his team for the season. But he did a lot for Salem. He did a lot for Salem. I was very happy that it worked out as well as it did, you know.